It's an early show. It's 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It is 5:22:08.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tired?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing an early show because we have an appointment at 10 o'clock with the movie theater.
Yes. I believe we are meeting a Mr. I. Jones.
Yes.
In the Crystal Light Forest.
It's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Light. Skulls.
Crystal Light.
Or something.
Along those and lines. It's going to be bad.
Yep, it's going to be bad, but you got to see it because it's indie.
Right. And if we keep saying it's bad and it's good, then we won't be...
No. If we keep saying it's bad and it's semi-decent, it will be good.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's how that works.
But at least if it's bad and it is bad, then we're not disappointed.
Then we know, hey, we went in there thinking it's going to be bad.
We went in with the expectation.
But then, like, what if we go in there and thinking it's just going to be bad and it's horrible? That's bad, right?
I guess so. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I think I might need to take a nap before we go to the movie.
Well, I think I might need to play some Uno with a live camera that we got. Fucking awesome. I traded in 2 games yesterday. Got the Xbox Vision camera, which is probably the coolest application for the Xbox.
Really?
Well, what else is there? There's that keyboard that you can buy, which is retarded.
Yeah.
But the camera, you get to play Uno with people, and we get
in
to look at them.
Real life, yeah.
Me, Naomi, and myself, we played Uno last night. And Naomi fucking beat them like crazy.
They kept calling me a noob.
And then I go like this. Do the double...
They can't see you.
Double fisted. I'm explaining what I'm doing. Double fisted finger. Middle finger. To these guys. They didn't have a camera.
No, they
But
didn't.
They saw me doing it. I went right up to the camera.
And then...
And then boom.
And then you put your headphones on and they stopped talking.
Yeah, they only wanted to talk to Naomi.
As soon as I put the headphones back on, oh, yo, where'd you go? Who's that guy? Is that your ghetto boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, he's so gangster.
I am a gangster. I am a gangster.
And then they were quoting from the movie Major Payne.
A great movie. Classic movie.
Why do you keep
movie?
Looking at my armpits every time I do that?
Because if I go like this, look, see, your eyes go right to my armpits.
Not see? That time.
Well, because I told you that.
No. Do it again when I least expect it, and we'll
Fine.
See where my eyes go.
You look no, right at
it. I look right into your face. All right. I don't understand why you do that.
Because you're showing me your armpits.
No, I'm not. I was just stretching.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, is if you've ever seen Star Wars A New Hope when Chewbacca is winning at chess.
So are you suggesting that my armpits are like Chewbacca?
No, I'm just saying the position your hands are in. This is a Chewbacca stance. Also, Luke does it when he gets kissed by Princess Leia. Like this. Like
putting my hands behind my head is what it is. It's not the Chewbacca pose.
It is the Chewbacca / Luke pose.
God.
Thank you.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever, dude.
I need to go to bed.
You want to stop the show?
No. I'll do it. I'm just really tired. I don't even want to. I had like a migraine at work. And they wouldn't send me home.
Why don't we just end it? We'll do a short show.
No. Nope.
All right, Grumpy McPants. Grumpy McPants.
I'm a grumpy man.
So you got any
You know, news? I used to call my stomach aches grumpy guts.
I used to call ambulances boo-boo trucks.
Oh, boo-boo trucks.
I used to call assholes your face.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what that means.
So evil.
So.
So.
Buttons.
Any
Come
news?
On, give me something.
I got nothing. I feel like I read something. Oh, fucking airlines are going to start charging you to check your bags.
Like, but don't they have to?
No. No. No, you have to check your bags, but they never charged you for it.
Right, I know that. But wait. So they're charging you for checking your bags.
Right.
But it's mandatory.
Yeah.
That's so, kind of bullshit.
Yeah. They're saying that they need more ways of cover because of the gas prices are so high, they're losing money. Like American Airlines, $15 for your first bag, $25 for your second bag.
Wow. Well, at least we'll teach those women to fucking not pack everything.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe this is a good thing.
No, it's a bad thing, because, like...
Oh, I gotta bring my shoes.
I want to travel.
Oh, I gotta bring me
Dude,
shoes.
Dude, I don't pack heavy. I don't.
Yeah?
If I can manage to put everything in on a carry-on, I will. That's what but I if I'm you. Going away for, like, more than a couple of days, I'm gonna have at least a bag.
So is this all the airlines are doing?
No, not all airlines yet. Not yet. Right now, it's American and JetBlue. JetBlue is only charging for your second bag checked. American Airlines is all bags.
All bags.
They're charging you.
And the more you do,
the higher it goes. It's ridiculous.
Don't you mean redonkulous?
No, I mean ridiculous. Oh. You fucking reary. I love you.
Wow.
I love
you. Oh, you know what was funny? I was at work today, and we went... We usually take, like, a break around, like... 3-4 o'clock,
yeah.
Get candy or whatever, we go out.
Right.
And we're coming back from our break in the elevator.
This is bad.
No, this is so funny. Coming back in the elevator, it was me, Lee, and Joe, and one of the interns, Avi. And there's a button on the elevator that it says R-E-T, right? On the top. And Joe goes... Hey, you know what happens when I press this button? And in my head, as he's saying it, I was like, that's the retard button. And he goes, a retard comes out. It's the retard button on the elevator.
I guess you had to be there for it to be funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. The retard button. Look for the retard button on every elevator. See if there is one.
Does it mean return?
No.
Like return to the floor that you were previously on?
Retard.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Okay.
Boy, women, huh? Women.
Weird...
I'm kind of pumped for this movie.
I
know,
wish I wasn't so tired.
I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't be because I know I'm setting myself up for
Jones.
I'm setting myself up for disappointment, but I'm really kind of pumped.
It can't be as bad as the last one.
The last one wasn't bad. What's wrong
I didn't like
with
it.
You?
We already discussed this.
It's not bad though.
I thought it was stupid. The first two were great. I like them. Last one.
Hold on to your potatoes.
Hold on to your potatoes.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Hold on, lady. We're going for a ride.
A little short round.
Not that short. And he's not going to be in this one.
Maybe he will be. Maybe he'll be old. He'll be like,
Mr. Jones, you're my best friend. I love you. Be George Takei.
Hold on to your potatoes. We going for a ride, lady.
Is that his name?
George Takei, yes, right? Yeah. You know what's weird? It's like almost Takei, like Takei, right? And then like Greg Louganis. Like that dude's gay. He was gay. Did he die?
Louganis?
Greg Louganis.
He was gay?
Yes.
Really?
He died of AIDS, remember?
What?
Greg Louganis had AIDS.
Who the fuck is Greg Louganis?
He's that Olympic diver guy.
Oh, he like cracked his head on the diving board?
No, I think he died of AIDS.
No, I'm not saying that's how he died, but wasn't there, like, some Olympic diver that, like, smacked his head on the diving board, and he went into the pool, and then there was this whole big uproar because he had AIDS, and now the blood was in the pool water?
Well, I don't remember that.
Does anyone remember that? I do. Right here. I remember that.
Was he gay?
Oh, I'm guessing...
Was it Greg Louganis?
Just because you have AIDS doesn't mean you're gay.
Oh, really?
And not...
Well, of course I knew that, dummy. No, but Greg Louganis... was gay.
Oh, the irony. So stupid.
It's like naming your kid,
whatever. I'm not gonna say.
Poopy, and he has poop problems. I love Greg Louganis. He calls up iHeartSnacks sometimes.
Oh, really?
He actually called last show.
Really?
Left a message.
You get all those celebrity
callers. He said
callers.
He wanted to do AC Slater of the ass.
Oh, God.
Which is weird because A.C. Slater played him in the movie about his life.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mario Lopez played Greg Louganis.
Really?
Gayness. That's so funny. Gayness. Greg Louganis.
You're having too much fun.
I'm just pumped for this movie. I'm so excited about gayness. I mean, Indiana Jones.
There's something you haven't told me?
I like...
You like it Greek? You like it Greek?
I like Greek salads. Do you like those
grape leaves with the rice? It depends on how it's made. I've
what
had
if it's
some
made with leaves.
Well, they're all made with leaves, but you know every recipe is different. I guess like I've had some that are really good, and I've had a lot of them, and others where I had to spit it out. Didn't do it.
I lifted up my arm. She didn't look at my pit. Because now you know.
No.
Yeah.
I just think you're retarded.
All right, we gotta go. Don't call me retarded. I love you. Gayness.
Vote for Obama.